Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics, everybody. Steve Hawks here. Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys.
How are you, man?
Hello.
Hey, what kind of job you think these expiration people are doing?
Expiration people?
Yeah, you know, the people that put the expiration dates on, like, pill bottles and food and everything.
You know, I think it's just somebody, they walk in the door that morning, some of them gives them the rubber stamp and says, here you go, tag that, and that.
He thinks it's made up random.
Yeah, and then so he walks over, he hasn't looked at what it's going to tag it with, and he just...
I just think if you're going to put expiration dates on stuff, make them so they're way more obvious. I mean, if it really is significant, then it should be more obvious on there, not make me try to search through the label and find it, and then it's in super small print, and it's, you know, not day, month, year, it's year, month, day, and I'm like, well, I don't even know what it says.
I think that the most important thing to remember, too, are those are just suggestions.
That's true.
You're out of control, all of you.
Suggested date.
Yeah. Best used by.
Best used by. Not that it's going to be bad.
Right, right.
It's just if you want it to be the best, you should use it before October 27th or whatever.
Of like, some random year. Yeah.
Does that mean October 27th or October 2027? Yeah, I don't know what that means. So, hey, it's mustard. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. There's a lot of things that don't need to be refrigerated. It says suggested refrigerated.
Yeah. I always think it's weird that you, like, there's, and I'm, probably air is the thing. I don't know. You're like, you buy it, it's not refrigerated, but the second you open it, you better refrigerate that or it's going to blow up. And I'm like, what? How was that?
It's all the secret sauce they put in there and then they cap it.
Yeah.
So they dump in that secret sauce, cap it really quick.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, wait till, you know, oxygen gets to it.
I
then
guess.
It's all going to go bad.
I guess. I don't know. Or are they just in it with the refrigerator people? See, you got to create the need.
They're in it with the refrigerator
people. I mean, the refrigerator people, the expiration people, you know who you are.
It's all a big thing.
Glad you agree, Steve.
What, it's a conspiracy?
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Steve, we were at a concert last night. Producer Steve and I were at a concert last night at the fair.
Yeah.
We had Clay Walker and Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. We were there, and I started talking to somebody there about that. Like, what's the worst night for a concert based on the fact that you then will have lack of sleep the next day?
Sure.
Like, what do you think the worst night is?
I'm going to guess it's a Friday or Saturday.
That's the worst night?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, I would think that it's so busy. It's going to, you're there longer. It's going to take more work to get out of there.
I see.
Therefore, the next day is worse.
I see what you're saying. I was thinking more of like on a weeknight. Like, is there a week? I mean, because, you know, you come to work the next day. For us, anyway, we have to get up a little bit early and all that garbage.
That,
but for me, it's Sunday because it's like I know now I'm going to start the week with very little sleep because it's going to be whatever it is, 11 o'clock or whatever by the time you get out of there. Sundays, man, are like, plus I've been kind of like, Sundays are just like chill, lockdown. Especially now the football's on.
60 minutes.
You got all that. That's right. I can't get my 60 minutes in.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, now that I know we're talking about my life, absolutely. Sunday is the worst.
Okay.
Right. I thought we were talking about carny. So I was like, well, let me put my carny hat on and think. Well,
thank you for thinking like that.
Friday must be the worst night because there's people like me coming down there and staying litter.
And they just want to get out. Yeah. Yeah, right. I see what you're saying.
I want to stay in litter until 2 a.m.
I mean, not many people closed down the fair on a Tuesday night, but producer Steve and I did.
Yeah.
They were making the announcement like, the fair is closing in 15 minutes. Please make your way to the exit. And we're like, whoa, are we the biggest partiers here?
Yeah, actually, we got kicked out of the...
We got kicked out of the arena, of the rodeo grounds. We got kicked out of that. Hey, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Yeah.
And let me ask you this. Did they, like, turn on the house lights and floodlights are coming on all over the fairgrounds? Get out of here.
Wow. We want to go home. Lucky we have a life, guys. Too.
Yeah. And you just start running towards the exit?
I did, as always. Yeah. Good, easy to find your car, easy to get out.
Yeah,
was neat.
Can't stop for any corn dogs because there aren't any available, right?
Now, we did have Steve and I and my wife, we shared a... funnel cake.
Oh, you shared a funnel cake.
Yeah, at 11, 10 o'clock at night. Yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody get a turkey leg?
No, we just didn't. We ran out of time.
Yeah.
Ran out of time for
turkeys.
No.
Didn't grab a big stick of corn on the cob before
you went those. We had those boom boom balls that we talked about yesterday.
I don't know those. I missed that.
It's new. It's deep fat fried.
Deep fat fried?
whatever it is.
I like, well, the added word threw me.
Wait, which did I add? Which word did I add?
Fat. I thought it was just deep fried. You start throwing that and now I feel bad. Deep fat fried.
I don't know what word did I, what word's extra? Jeez. Deep fried. Okay, forget the fat then.
Yeah.
It was deep non-fat fried. It's a basically a mashed cheesy mashed potato ball.
Okay.
It was diet deep.
Diet. Yeah, deep, it sounds very healthy.
Deep fried, yeah. Yeah, right. Mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes, cheese, and then deep fried. Deep fat fried. I don't know why you
said
that.
Did you
get
a Diet Coke with that?
No, I should have.
Wow. That's, I haven't had one of those balls.
What was your thought on those, Steve? We tried them.
Oh, they were really good.
I liked them too, yeah.
Hot, super hot. Yeah.
Pop that in your mouth and, oh, wish I wouldn't have done that.
But you know what? Like kind of melted in your mouth.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
The two different textures was kind of weird, but.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what the bite is for. You don't pop the whole thing and just start chewing, do you?
I mean, I'd prefer to bite it, but I did. I tried both ways.
And pulled it like a mozzarella stick.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Well done. Yeah. It's like you were watching.
Yeah. Well,
were you watching? That was
weird. I like food.
Let me break it to you.
Yeah. How about deep fat fried food?
Okay.
Diet.
You know what? That's it.
Deep fat fried. That's what the fair is
about.
Can
I get a deep fat fried funnel cake?
I'll do it.
Am I the only one that says that? Deep fat fried?
I think so.
Really?
I don't know.
That's not a thing.
Not where I come from.
Okay.
Well.
All right, texters, let me know. Is that not right?
Deep fat fried.
All you got to do is say fat. Yes, fat. No, I don't know. I don't know. I think you can figure out how to text. Deep fat fried. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I've never heard it before.
Deep fried going forward forevermore. Hey, do you make your bed?
I don't have to.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm an adult.
That's a great point. You know what? That's my bad.
No. What I meant by that was.
I think we know what you meant. I think
we
picked
know
up
exactly
on
what
it.
You meant.
You're a grown up.
I'm the first one out.
Oh, see, that's what. Same with my deal.
I would think that, we're all kind of the. Well, Steve.
Well, now you put your foot in it, haven't you?
I don't, because I don't have to. I might throw the blankets back up or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
If we're having guests, yes. I do like to have the bed made just because it'll be that one time. Hey, I've never seen your house.
That's right.
It's a house.
That's right, yeah.
The bedroom has a bed in it.
I know. It's
just
also,
like yours.
Also, a tour of a bedroom is weird.
It is.
I don't think that's so unnecessary. Yeah. Like if I've never seen your house. Well, let me show you around. I mean, I've done it before, and I'm just always like this. Oh, the master bed's down there, and then the kids' bedrooms are here, and then here's where the bonus room is where we watch TV. I mean, I'd rather have that. I don't need to see somebody's bedroom.
No, and I don't like to show them.
No.
Well, here's my 13-year-old's room. It's probably going to be messy.
Right. Yeah, no.
And he doesn't want his door open.
No, absolutely not. No. So. That's it. Yeah, you don't ever do that. Anybody who's giving tours, you know who you are.
You're like the medicine people, the refrigerator people.
The expiration people. Not the medicine people. Don't roll them into this.
They're not a part of this.
They have not done anything wrong.
They got their own little thing going on there.
You want to stick around for round two?
I'd love to.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Again, guys, a want is something that you don't necessarily need, but it improves the quality of your life.
Kevin James.
Insert cash or select payment type. Use PIN pad to complete transaction.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Steve Hawk is here for round two of Hot Topics. Steve, when you're in bed, do you tend to use your phone, watch TV, like before you go to sleep?
A little bit.
And then do you ever have that thing? Because, you know, like, well, you should be off your screen 45 minutes before you go, or whatever the magical number
is. I don't want one of those reminders. So I don't activate that garbage.
You're just like, right up until you fall asleep, you'll be looking at something.
Yeah. I mean, and my phone will suggest, hey, do you want some of these reminders so you are healthier phone wise?
Oh, it does ask you.
No. Stay out of my life. I'll let you know when I want you in my life, smartphone.
Don't tell me how to act.
Yeah, I'll come to you. You don't come to me.
Are you, I mean, now it's like really personal. Are you like looking at news, Instagram, or you're like social media?
No, it's usually like an Instagram type thing.
Okay.
I don't need any more news. That's happened.
And that's kind of a mind-numbing thing anyway,
isn't
it?
That's how I look at it, but my wife looks at it completely different.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh no, you're just waking your mind up. And she's right.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Do you have trouble falling asleep?
Sometimes.
Oh.
but I don't admit it to her.
Shh. She'll never hear this.
She'll say, you know, see, I was right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No, you weren't.
Yeah. And are you a sharer of social media? Like my wife will find stuff and she'll be immediately like, she'll see it, share it with me, because she knows I'm not going to see the stuff on her feed.
Yeah, not necessarily. We don't do the same things. We don't really like the same things.
I got you, yeah.
Like, I like people, I like sports. I like people getting hurt in sports.
Right.
things like that. And she likes dogs and kittens.
Yeah. Watch this guy fall down. This is hilarious. I've seen it. Yeah.
I like daredevils. I like people doing weird, amazing things that make me go, wow, there's a weird, amazing things happening out here in this world.
Yeah.
And she's just like, no, there's kittens and dogs.
Well, something maybe you could share common ground over then is like people are obsessed over those like pimple popping videos.
Oh, gosh, Steve, stop.
Not me. I'm not one of those people.
No. Okay, so you like terrible. The hard hitting, but not the
yeah, I don't want to see people. No.
Do you have you ever watched that show?
Yes.
On purpose?
Yes. My family likes it.
Steve, mine does too. Like my wife and daughter, my boys are like, no.
I don't want to see that either. what is that all about?
I don't need to ever see that.
And they're not just pimples.
No, it's disgusting. Don't even. I might eat today.
That's not supposed to be squeezed out.
Don't say it so.
That show is horrid.
I get crazy. It's terrible. Steve, do you want a robot?
Yeah.
Do you? Like for Christmas?
Maybe? Sure. You get it to me for Halloween. I don't care. I'll take it sooner.
There's some new, what is that, Swiss company or something, Steve? Was that
it's
what it was?
It's Norwegian-American.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's like Swedes. A 5 foot tall. It looks like a humanoid, honestly. And it's, you know, they're starting to develop it and they're starting to have them come out. I don't know if you can buy them yet or whatever it is, but I watched a little video today. I mean, it's very lifelike. It can run like, what was it, 7 miles an hour?
Yeah.
It can run 7 miles an hour. It can lift 40 some pounds, 45 pounds.
I'm out.
Well, it's only 5 feet tall and 66 pounds.
But still, that's not the robot I want. I don't want a robot that wants to beat me up, maybe.
Yeah, see, that's what I said. I don't want one that can kill me.
Yeah.
In my sleep.
That's what scares me. When they start getting too human-ish.
100%.
That's when I start saying, no, not for me.
Yeah.
If you just want to be sweeping and you're down there on the ground and you just kind of look like a little... what's that show that
like a Roomba with a lawnmower that cuts the automatic lawnmower or something
like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the robots that I am cool with.
Okay,
or maybe gets me some food.
Yeah, they're like, this robot can hug you. I'm like,
no, I don't want that.
Right, just before it chokes you out.
Like, no.
I've turned.
No, don't.
I heard what you said about me.
Yeah.
You called me dumb. it's over.
Who's to know who's programming those robots?
Absolutely not.
Programmed in Canada. Strictly safe.
I don't know about that. No. Expired.
It's the expired
best if used by.
Yeah, right. Let's see, Steve, I wanted to ask you, we did a little contest earlier today called Fancy Like, where there's the song from Walker Hayes. You may or may not be familiar with it.
Sure.
You know, Fancy Like Applebee's, that whole thing.
Okay.
They used it for like college football and stuff for a while.
And in the Applebee's commercial.
And the Applebee's
that
commercial.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so he's coming to town on Friday. So it's the whole concept of the song is it's basically redneck fancy, not actual fancy.
Got it.
So we just had people call in and say, this was my fancy-like story. Like Amber called. They wanted a boat when they first got married. Couldn't afford it.
Sure.
Tied together 55-gallon drums. Put a piece of plywood on top.
Excellent.
Got a trolling motor. Made a boat.
Wow.
Fancy-like a boat.
Okay.
Okay. That was their fancy-like. There was the guy who got one of those, leopard dogs. Real tall.
Okay.
And a dog could step over a 4-foot fence. It's just that tall of a dog. And so what he did is he only has a 4-foot fence, so he took lattice, and he basically tied it to the top of his chain link fence. So that was his fancy fence. His wife didn't seem to care for it, but the dog stayed in.
That's what counts.
So again, redneck ingenuity. The third guy waited too long in the summer, couldn't get a raft.
Okay.
Took his kid's round plastic kiddie pool to the river, and it floated.
Sure it did.
So he could float down the river in his plastic kiddie pool. Again, ingenuity. Right?
Right. Without any waves, that's going
to
work.
Right. Yes. You have a potential for it. The last lady, she was moving to Portland. Her company moved her to Portland.
Uh-huh.
So her and her husband moved to Portland. They don't know how long they're going to be there. They're trying to get some furniture to furnish the place they're in. She has been known to dumpster dive for furniture. They see a couch in this dumpster. Her husband's like, I'm not dealing with this. So she goes into the dumpster, gets the couch out, drags it up the stairs, And he's like, these are our new neighbors, and you're going to see us dumpster diving for a couch. Bad look. So she goes and she gets it, and they end up using the couch. And after they used it, when they moved back, sold it for $100.
Of course they did.
Those are some good stories, though.
those are good stories.
Those are some good fancy-like stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll just throw you in as a vote. You don't have to do the deciding vote, but which one would you vote for the best fancy-like story?
I really like the boat with the trolling motor.
With the trolling motor and
that's,
the plywood and the barrels.
Brave.
Yeah, the extra step is the trolling motor. Yeah, for sure. Otherwise, you're just like rowing it.
Yeah. I like that, and I know that it could work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's impressive. Can't afford a boat. She goes, we actually wish we still had it.
Well, yeah. Why not?
I told her the best thing about that is it's December, and you got that sitting in the corner. You're not going, ah, man, that payment really stinks on that boat.
Yep.
You know, whereas you can't use it.
You could use it for whatever you want to if it's just sitting in the backyard, too. Let's just sit on it. It's our new deck.
It's not going to expire. Yes. I mean, you know, expired.
I have not been that smart with anything around the house.
You're not super like crafty, ingenuity wise.
Yeah, I was trying to think as you were telling those stories, how can I compare? And no, I built a trellis for my green beans out of some spare wood.
Yeah, but how great did you feel?
Well, I guess because it was spare wood. But it's just a trellis.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I don't float on it. I can't eat with it.
Well, you're like a MacGyver Jr. You know, maybe, so a little bit. It is weird how you do one of those weird projects and suddenly you just feel so proud. You're like, especially if you're not a very handy person. Right. You're like, man, built a trellis out of used wood. You guys see it?
Nobody's like, oh yeah, that's great.
And you don't say it to the wrong person either, because you say that to somebody who's crafty and knows what they're doing. Oh. They just look at it and go,
You know what you could have done?
Yeah, I hate that. don't be that guy. Well, good to see you, man.
Yeah,
thanks
you
for
too.
Doing this. Appreciate you coming
thanks
in.
Thanks for the invite, guys.
All right, say bye to Steve. Steve,
bye, Steve. Steve,
see ya, Steve. Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Why don't you do that, Steve? Carve a couple pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
And then make some pumpkin seeds. And then bring them in and everybody will be like, wow, Steve, you're so awesome. That's great. You got us pumpkin seeds and stuff.
Kevin James.
You're not that funny, but man, you make good pumpkin seeds.
Thanks.
On the big 99.9 wow. Coyote Country.
Wow. Steve, I did a little research. You asked me to do it. You demanded it. You said, Jay, would you please do something today?
And I did demand it.
And the Lori versus Lori conversation we had off the air was, what's the more common spelling, L-O-R-I versus L-O-L-A-U-R-I?
Uh-huh.
And according to the internet, which, again, an amazing tool, a much higher percentage of people spell their name L-O-R-I as compared to L-A-U-R-I.
Okay.
So now you know.
I mean, it's good to know. I feel I've always just automatically reverted.
Default is defaulted. L-A-U-R-I-E is your default?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's wrong, but, you know. It's not wrong for you, though.
Oh, well, there we go.
Lost your mic.
Yeah. Keeps on happening. I don't know what I'm doing here.
I think it's ironic that right when you start talking, your microphone has started malfunctioning.
Oh, man. Oh, now it's out of control. It might turn off on me again.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Okay, I think I got it now.
Reboot.
Boy, it like freezes on me and turns it off.
That is so weird. He's got a digital. See, I have the old school. You know why? Because I'm old. I have the old school. Basically, you just actually have a button, like a literal physical button, physical knobs to move, touch, turn. Steve's all Mr. Captain Digital in there, so he's all digital. And look what happens. Just randomly shuts off on you.
Yeah. Oh, this is not going to go well.
Take that.
This is not good, Jay. I don't know what's happening here. But
is it like flashing at you, or what is it doing?
It's freaking out at me, but nice. We'll see what happens. I'm controlling it with the mouse now, so I think I got it.
Boy.
Okay, we'll see. Hopefully this works. Jay, you know how you maybe like answer the phone differently for different people, or, you know, different people have different answer methods?
Absolutely.
So like maybe like when I call you, for example, you're just like,
what's up?
Yeah. Or like, hey, what's up?
I'm like, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe when you call your wife, she'll be like, hey.
She'll be like, hello, love of my life. You're the greatest person on the planet.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
So you kind of know.
Right.
Different people have different like ways of answering the phone, right?
Yep.
So this guy, he's actually a musician, but he's talking about all the different people in his life that he calls and then how they answer. So he's basically right before he's calling people, and then right before he's guessing what they're going to say.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, this is a good game.
So this is the game, and we'll see how right or not right he is.
First up is Pops.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. My mom's going to be super short. Hi.
Hi.
That was perfect.
Nice.
I literally predicted exactly how you were going to answer.
That's
the
hilarious.
I said hi.
Yeah, but you say it so short and sweet. You're just like, hi. Next is my sister. I think she's going to say hi. Like she hasn't talked to me in like a year.
Hi.
Hi. All right, now I'm going to call my manager, Brad. He always calls me buddy. What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
All right, now I'm calling my friend fire. Justin. I think he's going to go, Jake Miller. Come on, do
His
it,
name
Justin.
Is Jake Miller.
Do it.
Jake Miller?
I thought you were going to say Jake Miller. Now I'm going to call my tour manager, Scott. He's going to go, Ayo.
Ayo.
Ayo. All right, next is my wife's stepdad. He's going to go, J-Bone.
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 That's great. I love that. That's a fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I'm curious if you'd be able to predict. Like, what do you think your dad would say? Steven?
Oh, no, he goes.
Would your dad say Steven?
Well, if I call him on a weird day that's like not a traditional day where
okay,
I call him.
Yeah. Like normally you're like, oh, well, I'll talk to you Sunday afternoons or whatever it is that you got set up. Yeah.
He'll be like, hi, what's wrong?
Immediately goes to the negative. Yeah. Like there's no way you could be calling me right now. That's hilarious.
Or he goes, it's more like, is there something wrong?
Yeah. That's great and sad at the same time, Steve.
Yeah. But no, most of the time, well, he mixes it up, but. What we make fun of him sometimes for saying, it's more, just anybody. He'll go, Yolo?
Oh, okay.
Like, and then my cousin, who is a jokester, he goes, orange, green,
I got
purple.
It. Yeah, he starts listing off colors. Yeah. I need to start paying more attention to I know my sister would answer like his sister did. My one sister in particular, she always says, hi, I'm so excited to talk to you. And it's just, I'm going to say hi, but I'm going to say it with a whole bunch of love.
Yeah, that does sound nice.
Yeah, one of those deals. Yeah, I know. I think my sister does that one pretty regularly. But now I'm going to start keeping track. I'm going to start a spreadsheet, and I'm going to start writing it down, make phone calls to everybody I know, and then I'll see if everybody does the same thing.
Oh, my God, a spreadsheet. That's out of control.
I dare you to try to figure out what Kevin would say, because his is different all the time.
Boy, you know, I never call him. He calls me, so.
That's true, yeah. Should just start, just so you can keep a spreadsheet.
Yeah, that is, I feel like he mixes, he does mix it up.
Yeah,
he's right.
just depends on the mood, the time of day.
Yeah. What is yours? So let's, okay, bring, I'm calling you right now.
You are?
Yeah.
Like you would call me?
Yeah.
I'd probably say, what's up, Steve?
Yeah.
I'd probably just say, get right to the business. Get to the business at hand. Like what? What without saying what? What you can't answer the phone with what? That's just rude no matter what age you are. Like what? Unless, of course, you're doing it where you know the person and they know you're joking.
Yeah, I've had some bosses like that.
They answer with what?
Yeah.
Gosh, I think I would just say never mind. Mm-hmm. Never mind, grumpy pants, and then just hang up. Try that with your boss.
Yeah, I can't really do that, huh?
No. What? Never mind, Grumpy Pants. Talk to you later. Click.
That's Mr. Grumpy Pants to you.
Yeah, duh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I see.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This is day 6 of same shirt, different day. I forgot to put deodorant on today. That was a mistake.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Didn't need any help with that today, considering it was the same shirt that I wore yesterday without washing.
Kevin James.
Well, that's fine.
Is it, though? We'll find out after the show when we're all in the same room together.
Well, you're in a different room now, which
Yeah, that's why you think it's fine.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You can check out the podcast for free. You can download that and, make sure you subscribe so you can get the notifications, then you can like it, rate it, review it, do all the things that you do to podcast. Pretty simple, and you can listen on your own terms. Also, don't forget to grab the app. The Coyote Country app is free, and you can download that and be like my daughter and listen when you're in Europe.
How about that?
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Or Chrissy or some of our other spam ambassadors who are listening around the globe. Where did I see the one? I think I just saw a message. Did we not just get a message that said the...
Yeah, I was going to talk about that in my final thought.
Oh, whoops.
Final thoughts.
It's all good. I was kind of going to combine two things. So
okay.
I'll briefly mention that and then I'll touch on
that. You go, mister.
Sure. Yeah, no, we did get a message from... Oh, boy, I can't think of her name and I closed out of it. Hold on. Shawnee and Carrie.
Thank goodness.
And
went to Ireland? Is that the one that went to Ireland or no?
Well, she's currently in Ireland.
Okay.
But they took a picture at the Seahawks game.
Oh, I see that. That's a great one.
Yeah, so I'll post that at some point.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it's just with the whole stadium in the background.
Yeah, that's cool.
But apparently she's also going to Ireland, I guess, there right now.
Jeez, nice.
And we'll be sending photos and then passing it along.
Nice effort.
So, yeah, that's pretty awesome. So excited about that. Our spam around the world is it's in good hands, I think.
I think so, too, yeah. We got some people who are diehards about it, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah, so a lot of great pictures so far. Looking forward to many more. And, you know, Jay, I have to give another shout-out to our friend John Webb.
Yeah.
Because I just saw that he posted another Facebook thing
on
his page. The photo of us from last night. And
nice.
Just very kind in what he said.
And yeah, he's a nice person.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to say to you, and I know you'll probably be like, oh, whatever, but I do appreciate your willingness to, you know, say hi to people and take pictures and all that. I mean, you don't need to be as welcoming and friendly and accommodating to people as you are. So,
oh, well, that's nice. Very nice, Steve. Thank you, Steve. That was very nice. So. No, I love that. And again, 99% of the people are absolutely awesome. Yeah. I mean, they're super, you know, fun to talk to, and I love hearing the stories and getting to know people and asking questions. And on the other hand, John last night, he asked me like a million questions, like right off the bat. He was like, hey, tell me about this and this. And I was like, geez, I feel like I'm just talking about myself. You know, I'd rather listen to things about you. But, you know, he was awesome. He did say he wants to come to the studio to get some spam around the world after it gets back. So I was like, oh, well, we can accommodate that for sure.
Final thoughts.
I like it. Yeah. Do you use the screenshot feature on your phone ever?
All the time.
You do a ton?
Yeah.
See, I do that too. And what is the purpose of, in your mind, why you do it?
A lot of the times it's when I buy something and I just want to make sure that I have like a receipt.
Oh, like literally at the store or online?
Online. Like I'll buy something off of Amazon.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, I want proof. And they'll be like, oh, we'll send you an email in 2 minutes. Like, yeah, right.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. It's not necessarily Amazon. It's just like random websites that I buy from.
Yeah, Amazon's a little easier because you can track previous purchases and stuff like that. But sometimes you're like, I don't remember what site I bought that on. Thank goodness I have a screenshot so I can see where I got it from.
Yeah, and then it's also like memes and other things like that.
Yeah.
Is that what you kind of do?
I mean, I use it for so many things. I never used to use it. Now I use it so many times. Like if I want to, I'll see a story, like let's say I just see a story online or on Instagram or something, and I'll just screenshot it so I know where it came from, and it reminds me to talk about it with you guys. Or I'll be, you know, just a million things. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how many I have. I probably use that feature, I don't know, maybe half a dozen times a day.
Really?
Yeah, just to remind me to do something. Or like you said, I'll take a picture. The other day, a guy was telling me about some new service, you know, this new doctor, whatever. And I was like, oh, cool. And they're like, look, they had an open house. I go, hey, let me take a picture of that. So, you know, not technically a screenshot, but it's like my whole memory is either a photo or a screenshot, I feel like now.
Okay.
Now, it's easier than taking notes.
Do you? Yeah, well, sometimes. Yeah, remote, all the time.
Feel like, yeah.
Would you say that you have more screenshots in your phone as opposed to other pictures? Just like, I don't know what you call it, just normal
just
pictures?
Just photos, just like on my camera roll.
Yeah. Is that what you call it, normal pictures?
I probably don't have that. I mean, I have 19,000 pictures.
What?
Well, what do you have?
Not that many.
Prove it.
I feel like we've done this before.
I know. Well, yeah, you asked how many I had. Now I got to find my screenshots. Let's see.
I mean, I have 4,287 recents.
I have 6,000 screenshots. I'm probably sure I could probably get rid of a few of those. 6,000 screenshots, 19,000 pictures.
Oh. Yeah, I have 529.
529 screenshots?
Yeah.
Slacker. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Tom. Happy
trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Thanks to Horizon Credit Union for being here today. Appreciate that as always. And you as well. That's the show. We got to go. Got to get out of here. Oh, we still have some prizes, though, we should probably try to squeeze out before we leave, Steve.
Yeah,
we
got, where are you running, Jay?
I got stuff, man. I got, woo!
You got stuff? Okay.
We got stuff. We got some silverware to give away. Silverwood for the community weekends, which is this weekend and next weekend. We've got some, I think we might have a Parmalee left. We might have some qualifiers for the Seahawks.
Yep, yep.
And the CMA flyaway.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? We got a potpourri of prizes.
A potpourri?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. Lots of big fancy words on tomorrow's show. I'll have a whole list of them.
Can you use that in a sentence?
No. So if you'd like to, you know what? Just call 509-441-0999 if you're interested in any of those. And if we have one of them left when you call and Steve talks to you, he'll hook you up. It's just that simple.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Speaking of fair, thanks for being there last night. That was a fun time. Enjoyed it greatly.
Yeah, it was great.
And then you ready for the next two concerts tomorrow night and the night after?
Oh, boy. I mean...
Better rest up.
Yeah, and a school night and everything. But, yeah, no, I'll prepare myself.
Okay, yeah.
I did have a nice nap before yesterday's
Before the concert? Oh, yeah. Genius. I mean, that was smart. It was a smart way to go.
Yeah, yeah. It was well thought of.
Yeah, you planned that out well.
We are so glad you came.
Such bye-bye. A smart man.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Such a smart guy.
Bye-bye. That means you didn't nap.
Thank you.
No.
Okay, bye.